Welcome back in. It is 95.9 WATD's coverage of the Division IV Super Bowl. It's Scituate and Duxbury meeting for a second time this season. They played to a one-point affair 2.5 months ago. They meet once again as the two best teams in Division IV. Duxbury will boot it away to start this game as Scituate will get things going on offense. They come out with two men deep to receive. It's William Chatterton, the deep man, and Keegan Sullivan ahead of him. Kicking it away will be Denon Sullivan, the right-footed boot for Duxbury. We'll get us underway here. It's 48 minutes to a title and glory at Division IV. Sullivan marks off his paces, checks the left side of the line and the right. Our fourth and final Super Bowl game. Three champions from the South Shore. Who will join them? Let's find out. Bossy checks into the game for the first time tonight. He stands behind the quarterback Gates, who sets the offense. Now four wide receivers at the bottom of the formation. They motion a man back across. That's Daniel DeCoste. Gates takes the snap. He'll go right back on the ground to Bossy, and the Duxbury defense is not fooled. In there to make the stop. Senior captain Delby Lemieux, Tyndall Frick also assisted on the tackle, and it's a three and out for Scituate to start the evening.
Perfect start defensively for Duxbury. Weren't really fooled by any of those three plays, always keeping Scituate in front of them and able to make some key tackles.
He's to the right of quarterback Festa here on second down. Festa fakes the give, drops back to pass, throws over the top. He's looking for a man who toe taps on the sideline and makes the catch. That's Brady Madigan. The senior captain takes it all the way down to the 18-yard line on the hookup, and Duxbury wants to go quickly right away.
Pretty good coverage on the back end from Keegan Sullivan. Just a better throw and catch. Festa locked in early, and his go-to target, Madigan, able to bring that down.
It's a 29-yard completion that sets Duxbury up in the red zone for the first time tonight. Festa on third down, throws over the middle. He's got a wide open Walsh, and Walsh will waltz into the end zone untouched. A slant route over the middle goes for 21 in the game's opening score.
Well, if you're a Dragons fan, I don't think that you could have drawn it up any better, right? You get that quick three and out stop on defense. You get a good starting field position at the 50. Festa looks really good. He honestly locked in here on this first drive. Running game, Scituate was able to shut down, but as long as you got the arm of Matt Festa and the receivers he has, no problem for Duxbury to get six.
Three wide receivers at the top of the formation. That is the wide side for Duxbury. They'll keep it on the ground on first down as Festa pulls it back. He's got some room. Dances around. Bossy stays on his feet and eats a big hit from Keegan Sullivan, but not before getting it down to the 16. It's a first down, a gain of 11. A minute 45 remain here. Festa in the shotgun with another new man in the backfield with him. He's looking to throw, rolls out to his left. Pressure conversions, he gets around it. Now he has to run, and he's sacked. Shea Morley gets in and makes the tackle back at the 16. It's a loss of one, fourth and 10, and the kicking unit comes on for Duxbury. Denon Sullivan hammers home the field goal. It's a 10-0 lead for Duxbury. Scituate holds them to three, but trail by two scores here in your Division IV Super Bowl. In the shotgun Gates, he motions Sullivan out of the backfield. He drops back to pass on third and 20. He's looking over the middle, steps up into the pocket. He's got a man wide open. He hits him in stride. It's James Cannon off to the races and tackled from behind at the five. A touchdown saving tackle by Jacob Colville. But on the final play of the quarter, James Cannon has a huge play for Scituate to set him up in first and goal. Fourth and goal from the one. Gates under center. Eight man on the defensive front for Duxbury. They go on the ground to Sullivan. He spins his way into the end zone. First drive didn't get it. Second effort does. Scituate's on the board with 10:42 left in the half.
Scituate needed that one. That is a huge response drive for the Sailors.
And now Scituate will look for the extra point. The snap is perfect. The hold is there, but the kick is blocked. It's blocked by Finn Carley. The sophomore busts in off the edge, dives in for the stop, and Duxbury holds a 10-6 lead. Duxbury will have Festa kick it away. The junior And no, they go with a snap to the up man, and he's not going to get it. His feet slide out from under him. It's Teddy Massingham. He's down at the 41. It's a turnover on downs. Duxbury gets tricky, and it does not pay off.
Wow, that's huge for Scituate. Credit to them for staying with it. You know, kind of a quick snap there from Duxbury. Massingham takes it. Looks like he might have had it, but he slipped, and Scituate was there for the pressure as well. But if you're Scituate, you just got that 6 points. You know, you had the extra point block, but now fantastic field position, best of the night, plus side of the field. You know, you got to go and take advantage of this and get some more points on the board.
Duxbury showing a lot of trust in their defense with the decision there to fake punt it from their own side of the field. With 9:02 left in the half, we'll see if that gives Scituate some life. Gates now in the shotgun with Bossy to his right. Sullivan alone at the top with Koval in single coverage. They're going to look his way. A quick out to the sideline. Sullivan makes the catch. Dances around Koval. Now rushes down the sideline. He's got a first down. And down inside the 10 to the 9. It's first and goal for Scituate.
And that's why you look for Sullivan all the time, right? Really good coverage by Koval. But Sullivan able to make a quick move to the left and then cut back right and ultimately get away from him. And good tackle there by Duxbury to keep him out of the end zone.
7:19 to go, and what do you make of this decision? Johnny Scituate is going to go for it on fourth down.
I love it. Field goals don't beat Duxbury.
In the shotgun, Gates, he drops back. He's looking for somebody. Now he has to roll out with pressure coming. Nobody open. He fires it. Sullivan makes the catch, but he's not going to be in. His feet were in the end zone. The ball was not. They mark him at the one. I think that's going to be ultimately a generous spot for Duxbury, but he was not in the end zone. Let's look up to the replay here. His toes were most certainly in. A great job to make the catch, but that ball is never in the end zone.
He definitely catches it. His feet are in the end zone, but I think the refs make a good call there. I think the spot, like you said, I think that's far. They put it at the one. It's at about the 4-inch line.
Yep. Second down and 10 from the one for Duxbury. Festa in the shadow of the goalpost with Barbaria to his left. Walsh and Selesky on the near side with Madigan alone at the top. Festa takes the snap, fakes the give to Barbaria, throws over the middle. Ball is wide open right up the center of the field. He's pushed down at the 27. They sneak him out off of that split end position. He was tucked behind the left tackle and just ran a route right up the middle. Nobody picked him up, and Duxbury has some breathing room and a first down to boot. Festa drops back on second down, fires over the middle to a wide open Madigan. Madigan starts along the near side, out near midfield, stays on his feet. Cannon can't bring him down. Finally, help from Morley gets him down at the 46-yard line. First and 10 for Duxbury in Scituate territory. Duxbury is out of timeouts. Festa has to quickly adjust the play. He's in empty set for the first time tonight. Five wide receivers in the formation. Now he'll motion Barlow across. Fakes the give. Keeps it himself. He tries it up the middle. A spin move inside the 10. His legs cut out from under him, but not before he's down to the 1. Matt Festa with a huge pickup on first down. It's a gain of 16, and it's first and goal with a minute and a half remaining in the first half. This drive has already gone 97 yards downfield. The final 2 yards here would be a huge play for both momentum and padding for Duxbury. Festa approaches the line, gets under center. The QB sneak is going to be held just short of the goal line. It'll be second and goal. And for Duxbury, that allows them to bleed more time off. I'm a little bit surprised not to see Herb Devine call the timeout, but he's playing for the stop. That's a lot of faith in your defense. Festa adjusts again, approaches the line once more, takes the snap, tries once more, and we have the play blown dead. Well done there by Herb Devine.
That's how you coach. What a timeout.
Right as they were about to snap it, Herb Devine gets the timeout. We take it with 37 seconds left in the half. Approaches the line once more, takes the snap, tries once more, and we have the play blown dead. Well done there by Herb Devine.
That's how you coach. What a timeout.
Right as they were about to snap it, Herb Devine gets the timeout. We take it with 37 seconds left in the half. Festa has approached the line and attempted two straight QB sneaks. He starts towards the line now. Gets under center. Takes the snap. It looks like he might have lost it on the exchange. He will not get in. He does recover it, however.
Remember, no timeout, so 29 seconds and ticking. Duxbury's got to get up.
Yep.
And they got to snap the ball.
Scituate wisely laying on the ball, taking their time. 20 seconds and counting down. Festa up to the line again, takes the snap, and this time, no, a flag comes in.
They were set.
The play is blown dead.
He tried to rush too much. I think that's coming back.
Situate, instead of trying to preserve time, lets it ride with the defense. It's paid off thus far. Can they make another stop? Barbaria to the left of Festa. Two wide receivers at the top. Lone man on the near side. Now a second in the slot is Selesky. They fake the give. They throw over the middle. It's incomplete as pressure came quickly from the Morley brothers. And Festa fires it into the turf. A 23-yard kick attempt from Denon Sullivan, trying to bring this up to a 7-point Duxbury lead. An admirable job thus far by the Scituate defense. A huge play. Cannon in coverage there on Walsh, and Festa couldn't fit it in with the pressure from Morley bearing down. So now, the snap from Duxbury. The hold is good. The kick is up, and it's pulled. It's no good. Denon Sullivan hooked it, and Scituate makes the stand. We will go into the half 10-6. What an unbelievable stand by the Scituate defense. Festa takes the shotgun snap on 3rd and 14. He drops back, fires over the middle, sliding but unable to come up with the grab is Walsh. And it will be a 3 and out to start the second half for Duxbury. Bossy checks out, Chatterton in. Also on the field, Shea Morley. They put Sullivan in the backfield now to the right of Gates. The two seniors await the snap. Gates takes it, goes on the ground. Sullivan bounces to the outside, but Duxbury closes quickly. It's going to be a turnover on downs at the 32. Chesky lined up on the edge again. They do go on the ground here, and it's snuffed out in the backfield. Marcus Mauseri gets penetration and drags down the runner there. And it's a loss of 2 on the play, 4th and 3, and the punting unit on once more for Duxbury. It's 4th down and 18 from midfield, and Scituate will punt away. Scituate trying to force a 3rd straight 3 and out. 3rd down and 7. Festa drops back to pass. He's looking left. He's got Selesky now. Switches back over the middle, and Keegan Sullivan in coverage bats it away from the intended target. In the shotgun, Gates. Bossy to his right. 2 men at the top of the formation. Gates drops back to pass here on 3rd down. He's going to take a shot over the top. Can his man catch up to it? No, sir. He was looking for Cannon, but it falls about 3 yards in front of the Sailors' leading receiver, and it's a 3 and out for Scituate. Line to gain the 41. Festa in an empty set in the backfield. Motion man comes across again. Fakes the give. Festa takes it himself. Bounces to the outside, but he's swallowed up. It's a loss on the play again. Festa can't get it going on the ground, and Duxbury is in 4th down and 5.
They simply can't run the ball. This is amazing. I mean, even Festa, who has had a lot of success running the ball, is getting shut down. I mean, this defensive line is so, so good tonight. They're getting pressure from every single guy. They're winning every battle in the trenches.
Duxbury, the Dragons, enter the 4th quarter with a 10-6 lead, a scoreless 3rd dominated by the defense. We'll see if the offense can make a difference making play in the 4th. Scituate, Duxbury, your D4 Super Bowl when we come back. The Sailors come out with 3 wide receivers on the near side. Lone man at the top is DeCoste. Bossy is in the backfield. He moves from left to right of the quarterback, Gates. They motion Cannon across the formation. Gates drops back to pass. Takes a shot over the top into coverage. It's intercepted! Intercepted on the play by Michael Graham, and he starts the other way at the 30. Pushed out of bounds at the 25. The defense stands tall for Duxbury once again. 3 wide receivers near side, lone man at the top. Festa fakes the give. Now he looks. Pressure comes. He slinks out of it. Throws over the middle of the field to Madigan. Madigan ducks around one man. Starts upfield. Keegan Sullivan trying to ride him and gets him out of bounds at the 7-yard line. It's a 1st down and 1st and goal for Duxbury. 1st and goal from the 7. 2 men on the near side, on the far side, lone man on the near. Shotgun, Festa fakes the give on the ground, throws over the middle, it's intercepted! Keegan Sullivan starts back the other way, an interception at the goal line! A critical error by Matt Festa, just his 5th interception of the year, but it pays dearly.
Wow, I mean, everyone said leading into this game, Sullivan's going to make a big play. You thought it would happen offensively, but it happens defensively here. What a job to undercut that slant. That's the one that Walsh scored on in the 1st quarter. And Festa just didn't see Sullivan.
Aiden Sylvester will be on to kick the ball away for the third time this half. This one is going to give Madigan a chance, but he drops it. It's on the turf. Situate recovers it. A muffed punt gives the Sailors the ball back at the Duxbury 27.
It had such weird spin coming off the foot of the punter there. Madigan tried to run up and catch it, ultimately can't. And fantastic coverage by Situate. There was no one around Madigan to help besides Sailors.
We have gone through 10 straight scoreless drives in the second half. If you go back to the first half, it's 13 straight possessions without a score. 6:15 left to play. The score still sits at 10-6 Duxbury. It's 4th and 3. Wishbone formation with Bossy and Sullivan split behind Gates. Gates fakes the give to Bossy, drops back to pass, now rolls out, flush to his right. Delby Lemieux chasing. He fires downfield. It's incomplete. It's a turnover on downs. Duxbury gets the ball back at the 21-yard line.
These defenses just refuse to break. It doesn't matter what spot you put them in. They're going to go out in the field, and they're going to get a stop.
Third down and 5. He's on the sidelines this play. Two wide receivers at the top, lone man at the bottom. Festa takes the snap, fakes the give, throws to a wide-open man. Barlow in the middle, but it was deflected at the line. We'll have to see who got a mitt on it, but that one came sputtering out. And Duxbury is going to have to punt again in 4th down and 6. 4:34 remaining. 10-6 lead for Duxbury. Sullivan motions out of the backfield on first down. Gates rolls out to his right, stops at the sideline, now throws downfield into space, and it's intercepted! Oh, whoa! Brendan Bonner, the junior, gets back and makes the pick at the Duxbury 42. Situate forces the punt and gives it away on the very next play. Duxbury and Situate playing an incredibly tight ball game, a 4-point affair. It's 10-6. Third down and 3 for Duxbury at the Situate 8-yard line. Three wide receivers at the top of the formation. Lone man split to the near sideline is Madigan. Bossy is alone in coverage there. They'll motion a man across the formation. That's Selesky. He comes to the near side slot. Empty set for Festa. Now another man comes in motion, Quinlan. They fake it. The slant route on the near side. Unbelievable defense. William Chatterton knocks it away from Walsh. Denon Sullivan back on to try it from 25. This time on the near hash. He'll be kicking, aiming towards his left. His last field goal attempt was a miss. He's 1 of 2 on the evening. The snap, the hold, the kick is up. And it is good. It's a 7-point lead for Duxbury, and our first points of the second half come with 2 minutes and 3 seconds remaining in the ballgame. Just over 2 minutes to play in your Division 4 final. This is it. 2 timeouts remain for Situate. They trail Duxbury by 7. It's a 13-6 lead for the Dragons. Gates looking downfield. He fires to an open Cannon, who corrals it at the 30 and steps out of bounds. Bossy in the backfield. Gates, a straight drop back this time. Climbs the pocket with pressure coming. Spins out of a hit. Somehow gets it to the outside to Sullivan, who cuts upfield. Takes it to the 40. He's got some room to work. Out to the 47-yard line. What an unbelievable catch and run. I don't know how Henry Gates got it to Sullivan, but you saw the magic that happens when he does.
That's fantastic work by Gates. Somehow didn't go down. Looked like he was in the grasp of one of the defensive linemen. And as he jumps out of that, finds Sullivan, who's able to make something happen.
He threw that ball with both feet in the air, one of them grasped by a Duxbury defender. He drops back, fires out the screen to Cannon. Cannon reverses course up the middle of the field. He's at midfield and now into Duxbury territory, down to the 42. That's going to stop the clock. It's a first down, an 11-yard completion. And here comes the Situate offense. 1 minute, 10 seconds, and counting. Already 38 yards downfield. They've still got a ways to go. Gates in the shotgun. Three wide receivers at the top of the formation. Lone man on the other side is DeCoste, and he throws it quickly out that way. DeCoste stopped, and he was held inbounds. They got it down to the 30. The chains move, so the clock stops momentarily with 54 seconds remaining. Two wide receivers to either side as Gates drops back on 1st and 10 from the 30. He's going to escape to the outside. He's got some room to work and steps out of bounds near the 20-yard line. He may be right at the sticks, and those sticks may be moving. Gates in the shotgun with Bossy to his right. Two wide receivers at the top of the formation, lone man at the bottom. He rolls out now to his right. trying to work it. He's got a man open, sliding at the 10. The catch is made. It's complete to James Cannon, the leading receiver for Scituate. It's another first down with 41 seconds remaining. The clock is ticking down. They have one timeout remaining, and now they will snap it with 30 seconds. They go on the ground to Bossy up the middle. Bossy towards the goal line. He's in for a score! Andrew Bossy puts Scituate a point away with 27 seconds left on the clock. You talk about people having stones. Herb Devine's got a full-blown quarry in his khakis. They're going for it for two. They break the huddle. Gates under center in the backfield. Hodlin, Morley, and Sullivan. They snap on the ground. Sullivan into the end zone. Scituate goes up by a point with 27 seconds remaining.
What a push. I mean, that hole was so wide. Just fantastic push up front from the left side of that Scituate offense. You had Danny Thompson and Michael Shesky. I mean, Sullivan walked into that end zone. Nobody touched him.
The Sailors fan section is going absolutely B-A-N-A-N-A-S. Wow. Duxbury is stunned. 13 years, the Patriot League has been run by the Dragons. And now, 27 seconds away from the Sailors extinguishing the Dragons' flame. 17 seconds. The junior quarterback, Matt Festa, trying to spin a magic bean here that could lift Duxbury from the depths of despair. He motions Quinlan across. Four wide receivers in the formation, a man in the backfield to his right. Festa drops back to pass. He looks. Pressure comes. He's sacked! He's sacked with 12 seconds left! Can they get back to the line in time? They're running back, but it won't matter! Scituate's gonna win the Division 4 Super Bowl! 2-1! This game is over! The Scituate Sailors are champions again! A 14-13 final! A two-point conversion converted with 27 seconds left. The Sailors are going wild on the turf at Gillette.